successful singer finds a new neighborhood today on Talkin' Jazz.
Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street.
Born in Alabama and raised in Chicago, Nat King Cole started playing piano locally before touring with the Black Broadway musical revue Shuffle Along. When the tour ended in Los Angeles in the late 1930s, he stayed there, got married, and formed a band, all when he was still a teenager.
We'll call it spots, I know them, where music is really low down, and just for fun we'll show them how we can go to town.
His refined style and rich crooning vocals made him immensely popular, and he put out one chart-topping single after another throughout the 40s.
Straighten up and fly right, cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top.
Even though L.A.'s prohibitive housing rates kept the races segregated, Nat's success allowed him to live pretty much anywhere. He moved to the affluent white neighborhood of Hancock Park, where he and his wife raised their children, including a daughter, singer Natalie Cole.
There was some kind of a neighborhood watch, and that they kind of, you know, confronted him about moving in there, and they, you know, said that we really don't want any undesirables in our neighborhood.
Nat's response?
And he said, well, if I see any, I'll let you know. So he was very confident and very determined that that's where he wanted his family to live. That's where he wanted to bring up his children.
Like his music, Nat King Cole himself was classy, witty, charming, and direct. I'm Scott Willis, and we're Talkin' Jazz. Check out our website at talkinjazzradio.com.
If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller, with gold dust at my feet, on the sunny, sunny side of the street.